Big week in the Senate this week, Senator, in terms of the budget, which the Senate's now passed its own version, and we have a week left, and that means it's conference committee time.
That is certainly true, and by the time we get done in the legislative session, the House has rejected our suggestions and normal process, and the conference committee will begin, and I'm confident we will be done by the end of next week, as the Constitution of Missouri asks us to do. It was probably one of my better all-nighters, I guess, that I've done. I enjoyed sitting there listening to the budget and all the different items when we spent until, I think, 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning working on it this week, as much as I do some of the policy issues that we spend time doing. Yeah, Dean, I think we're in good shape of being able to get that done on time.
Also this week, kind of wrapped up one of the bigger highlights for one of the bigger priorities for a lot of the senators this year, and that is for this forum, House Joint Resolution 43, which deals with initiative petition reform.
Yes, initiative petition reform for the last 7 years that I've served in the legislature has been something that we've discussed, and it is something that is a priority of me. I do think that we need to make some changes, and it doesn't take the rights away from citizens, but when it comes to putting things, whatever that thing may be, and whoever's priority is in our state constitution, that the current system we have of 50% plus one vote is not a very good way to handle your constitution. Once things go there, they can't be tweaked with. And if something goes there wrong, trying to fix it, it also takes a tremendous process to be able to do that. So HJR 43 is something that we agreed on in the Senate. It will end up back in the House, and I'm going to go through a couple highlights on it, and then I want people to know that it ultimately ends up in front of them to make the decision whether this is something that they want to do, and I hope people listening to this will think about it strong and not think about it as Rusty Black's wanting to take your rights away, but as Rusty Black wants to make it a little higher bar to put stuff in our Missouri Constitution. HJR 43 that we passed out Thursday requires constitutional amendments proposed by the General Assembly, so that would be legislators, to be approved by 50% of the members serving in the House and Senate before that language goes on. So we're raising the bar on us as well. I don't see anything wrong with that. It probably should be. It shouldn't be a simple majority of your legislature either be able to put stuff in the Constitution or put it to a vote of people to put it in the Constitution. It allows voters in each congressional district the opportunity to review and comment upon all initiative petition proposals proposing constitutional amendments not less than 15 days prior to the election. So that's another ability for citizens to have their voice in the process. This amendment further stipulates that legal voters only include those who are citizens of the United States, and I think about everybody should agree with that. I represent that. If you're going to vote in these elections, you need to be 18 years or older and a citizen of the United States. Here are the requirements for the citizens to make changes in our Constitution or add things to the Constitution. A 57% majority, some of us remember that's 4/7. There's other things that we vote on at home that requires a 4/7 majority to pass, and this would fall in that category with that 57%. Or a majority of voters using congressional districts. So at this point in time, Missouri has 8 congressional districts. So if we didn't reach the 57% threshold, if an item didn't reach that, if it passed in 5 of the 8 congressional districts, it would therefore be added to the Constitution. So it allows 2 different ways in which this could possibly pass. And I supported this throughout the process when we were going through this. Lastly, another thing that people get concerned about when things get added to the Constitution, immediately the legislature start doing little things to make tweaks to it, even though we can't go in the Constitution, maybe through statute has some impact. This HJR that's going to be put in front of the voters says for 5 years, the legislature cannot go in and try to tweak anything around this amendment that the people put in. All these things that are part of this HJR 43, of course, passed the Senate, will go back to the House, and I hope the House can find a way to agree with those things, and hopefully we can get this in front of the voters of the state of Missouri and let the voters make the final decision.